Mad, yes, mad. If I have to stay here through the winter, woe is me.
It sounds like Cleopatra's pretty upset about her trip home being postponed, and worried that if it's put off too long, the seas will be too dangerous for travel. But she knows that they can't safely go back to Egypt if there aren't enough soldiers to escort them. They need the Roman soldiers for protection from the crowds that are still angry with her father, and from the people who put Berenice on the throne. Okay, let's keep on reading. We're at the top of page 105, at the new entry, which is headed After Dinner.
After dinner. Rome is stinking hot. Most of the wealthier citizens have left the city for their cool summer homes along the coast. How I envy them. Though Alexandria has odors, there is always wind off the sea to blow the foulness away. I have not written about my worries lately. If the Romans are plotting to kill father and me, and to conquer Egypt, what can I do to stop them? They will do what they do when they want. And my fears about father's betraying me? I must be kind to him and not give him cause to think I am like my older sisters. True, I want to be queen, but not by any ill deeds. In my heart I wish I could stop him from drunkenness, but what daughter can save her father from this? Meanwhile, he has been visiting the soldiers in their barracks and watching new recruits learn drills. He meets with senators and prominent citizens to ask for money and help restoring him to his throne. Father wants to have as many Romans on our side as possible.